Well, we finished up not all of our preparations. We still got a little bit more to go for Detroit. Seems like it's been a long time that we've had this bad taste in our mouth from Thursday. So I think it's been a good practice, good week of practice. Guys have been focused. They've seemed energized. So we're excited about the opportunity to go face a good football team.
Did you get a lot out of the 10 days, the extra time, you think?
Yeah, I think we did. I thought I'd be a lot fresher feeling than what I was, but we still work pretty good, and but the important thing is that the football team thinks that they're fresher. I don't know if they do or not, but I didn't ask. But it was good. We got a chance to evaluate some of the things we're doing, evaluate some of the positions, the way we do things.
What's Chad Greenway's status going to be for Sunday?
Well, he did a little bit of work today, so we'll see how it goes. Again, how he is tomorrow. He practiced a little bit. Pretty good.
Optimistic for him playing Sunday?
Yes.
Do you want to take Chad down to Sunday, right down to the wire, or do you want to?
We'll probably decide tomorrow.
What is Detroit?
After we don't have a press conference.
What's Detroit look like to you on tape? They've had some close games, too.
Yeah, they have. Obviously, their defense is playing great. They're number one in the league, and they're giving up like 280, I think, a game. The front is playing well. Their back end's playing well. The two safeties they have are playing well. I think the linebackers they show a lot of speed. And then offensively, obviously, they got a lot of big-time weapons. Stafford does a excellent job of movement in the pocket and also getting the ball in the right place. And you have to pay special attention to a few of their guys. The two tight ends, actually, they got three. But, they're all big and athletic.
How do you make Bridgewater aware of all these things that they can do without overloading him?
He's pretty sharp on everything that he's been doing. He's had a good week of practice. I was telling Rick upstairs, I was wondering if I made a mistake in practicing on giving him off till Monday and then practicing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as opposed to giving him off practicing Monday and then going Tuesday. But I think in retrospect, it got Teddy a chance to get in the groove a little bit more and, because of the time missed, so I think that was probably good for him.
Considering some of the injuries you had to deal with, did you kind of feel a little bit of relief that you might have dodged something with Harrison there, that he was able to get back and not miss time, it looks like?
I don't know if we dodged anything. I know that he's a pretty tough guy, and I know that he loves playing football. So, we'll see. We'll just see how he's feeling. But.
The rush is that can that be risky sometimes if you fall for a fake? And
sometimes it's all timing, honestly. We work on it. We have a drill that we do working on it, and our ends are not the tallest guys in the world. The bigger 6'5", 6'6" guys have a little better chance, but it's really hand-eye coordination and timing.
Would you be comfortable with Greenway if he just, if he's limited tomorrow, given the fact that he's missed a few games, having him out there in a full-time role?
Well, it probably wouldn't be a full-time role. It would probably be a situation thing.
How have you felt about Barr adjusting with the communication in his kind of leadership as a rookie?
Yeah, it's pretty easy, honestly. Yeah, I tell him what to say, and he says it. And I'll give him little tips and reminders of what might the situation, and hopefully he tells the other guys.
How's Gerald Dodge acclimated to being a full-time starter?
Better this week. I think he's had a good practice this week. He's kind of taken on the role a little bit more of being a little bit more of a leader, and understanding responsibility a little bit more. You know, he's a guy that you kind of have to keep your thumb on a little bit. But I think this week he's seems like he's matured a little bit to me.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.